join you this morning on our Shift Today radio experience. This is a spirit-led, spirit-filled broadcast that you get a chance to participate in with everyday people who are proclaiming the Word of God and being transformed by the renewing of our minds. I tell you, when you come on and listen to every segment that we have weekdays, Monday through Friday, every segment is filled with insightful and inspiring messages of the Holy Spirit. You will be equipped, you will be empowered, and your perspectives will even be challenged so that you can use the gift of your free will. That's what I so love about being a kingdom citizen, even though my body and your body is in our natural locations geographically and wherever God finds us by the Spirit of God. Hear what I'm saying to you this morning, that you are a kingdom citizen and you can partake of day of fresh manna. I'm going to tell you everything that you prepared for yesterday, that's already gone for yesterday. Today, of course, he says careful planning puts us further ahead in Proverbs, but then he says hurry and scurry, you know, that leaves us further behind. But so planning is good. Careful planning is part of having, to me, an excellent spirit. But and hurry and scurry, it just leaves you frustrated. But nevertheless, this is a brand new day. Wherever you are in your realm of influence, you can be led, you can be filled by the power of God and gather the manna that he has already prepared for you. You know, when I was reading this morning from Romans 10 from the Message Bible, very briefly, it says Moses wrote that anyone who insists on using the law code to live, in other words, setting up their own standards of righteousness, he says, so that they can live right before God, soon discover that it's not so easy. Every detail of life regulated by fine print, which means those 613 laws that Moses had established in the Torah, he says, but trusting God, see, this is us, especially for believers and even those that are seekers, but trusting God to shape the right living in us is a whole different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah. No dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? I'm reading this morning from the Message Bible, Romans 10, verses 4 through 10. He says, the word that saves is right here. So if you are right here with us right now, on this Shift Today live radio experience, the word that saves is right here. Not just salvation where you get to, you know, make your declaration of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, because you got to know first and foremost to start a good foundation into the life of living this walk. You got to know that salvation starts by trusting God. Salvation starts by listening to the word of God. That is how faith comes to even believe and trust in God. It starts with your belief. So what you believe from what you basically he's saying through that belief, what you're doing is just embracing what God has revealed to you. When you read the word of God, you begin to embrace it. If you just read the word of God, close your book, you think you've done a great job, you tap yourself on the back, you don't live any of it, guess what? You've just wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy, because what you have not did, according to Job 22:28, he says, you shall decide a thing before you decree a thing. So Romans 10:4-10 from the Message, he says, the word that saves is right here. So that means what is right here? It's now. Where is faith? It's now. He says, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart is in your chest. It is the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work. Where? Go to work in your life. Go to work in your health. Go to work in your marriage. Go to work in your finances. Go to work in your children. Go to work in your life. Go to work in your job. Go to work in your school. Go to work. Let the word do the work. The word is the seed. Just like in the natural, think of an agriculturalist. The word is a seed. When they plant the seed, they don't worry about, oh, my God, is the seed going to grow? Is this going to be the plant? Is this going to be a ficus? Is this going to be? No. The word, you put the seed in the ground, and the seed has all the DNA. It has all the nutrients to do what it needs to do. Your job is to follow the instructions because, like in the natural, every plant is different. Some plants don't need sunlight. Some plants need sunlight and a lot of water. Some say water once a week. Some say water every day throughout the day. So you have to follow the instructions to maintain even the livelihood of a plant. So just think, God has planted his engrafted word into you to do the work. That's why as long as you try to get the word to work for you on your own and by your own standards, just like the Jews did, the Jews did not realize, or Jews or the Israelites back then in the Old Covenant, they did not realize that salvation was God's business. And even Jesus said over and over again in John 14:10 that it's the Father that does the work. In other words, he creates the seed, he makes the seed. All you have to do is embrace it. Hear what I'm telling you. You don't even have to pay for the seed because Jesus, the word, the seed, he already paid for it. He redeemed you and I. So the word of faith, he says from Romans 10:4-10 in the Message Bible, it's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. So if you want something set right for you, go to God and let the word do the work. You don't have to do the work. As long as you work, as long as you're toiling, trying to get it to happen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, the results of toiling. You're going to be tired. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be left with a lot of disappointment because it's you trying to set us, even things that you're experiencing in the natural, guess what? It still has a spiritual root because the realm is the causal realm. Even this earth, though it is natural that we're living in, it's still spiritual. Why? Because God created it, and God is spirit. Amen? So this is the core of our preaching. Say to the welcoming word, God, Jesus is my master. In other words, some versions say that Jesus is Lord, embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. So if God raised up Jesus from the dead, how did he do it? He did it by his word. What's the word? What's in the word? The power is in the word. That's how we are saved, because of the power of God. We put that word that we believe in and we decide to decree a thing and say a thing when we come on this ship today, broadcast, and the word will do the work. The word will raise up that, like he raised up Jesus from the dead, the word will raise up that ungodly belief. The word will root out that hurt and that pain and those past memories of trying to do life on your own terms. The word knows how to do the work. So God did this, not you did it, not Jesus did it. God did this, not even the Holy Spirit did it, because the Holy Spirit does what only God speaks. So he performs it. God creates it, and the Holy Spirit performs it. Amen. God speaks it, and then the Holy Spirit creates it. Amen. That's why we release the word of God, so the Holy Spirit can have some substance to work with, and he can go to work with the word in our mouth that is right here as it is in our tongues, as I just read to you. It's close to our heart. It's in our chest. In other words, not the heart that's beating in your chest to keep your natural body alive. Your spirit, every time you read heart in the Bible, it's talking about your spirit, the real you. You are not who just woke up out of the bed. That was your body that just woke up. You are the one that speaks. We can hear you, and we can see you and what your body is doing as you are getting instructions from the Holy Spirit. Then your body and your soul that are your babies, because remember I always say the spirit is the commander. Your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit. When you were born again, and even before you were born again, the Holy Spirit was leading your spirit to accept Jesus Christ so that he could now be the Lord over your spirit and not let Satan be the Lord over your spirit anymore, and then you can be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, which was always God's original plan and purpose for your life. So therefore, salvation has always been God's business, but the key to salvation is doing business on his terms, which means you don't do anything, as the Message Bible says. He says, that's right. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God and trusting him to do it. This is what salvation was always about. And if you've never been a person, or even as you're growing in your walk and growing closer to God, because none of us will have ever arrived in any place in our Christian journey. We may be, some of us may be a little further ahead than others, but even those that are further ahead or even less behind, none of us will never arrive, because the Holy Spirit is always revealing more of God. There's so many multifaceted parts of God that we haven't even discovered yet. We're still trying to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling to say, okay, I don't have to be have a Jewish mindset anymore to think that I have all the privies of having salvation, but then I still want to set up all of my little right little shops to of religion to get things done. No, that's what God was saying. The only thing about it, what Paul really wrote as far as in the book of Romans 10 from the Message, how the actual Israel was reduced to religion, even though they had all the privileges, they held all the covenants of God. These were all of the patriarchs. They were very energetic. We even saw that with Paul. He was very energetic. He believed in the word of God, but he was led by religion. He was led by the law code, but without mercy, without compassion. Paul was a murderer, even just like David was. But until he had that experience on the road of Damascus, and then his name changed from Saul to Paul, and he was blinded, but through that blindness, and he saw Jesus and had that experience, and that Jesus showed him that he wasn't just persecuting the people in Rome, he was persecuting himself. He was persecuting Jesus because he was operating out of the energy that he thought that he was doing good. Like even Muslims, they think that they're doing good unto Allah when they kill people and murder people. But even though they have the energy to perform such an awful task, what the Holy Spirit is saying, though the task is awful, God is saying, I like their energy, but I need to redirect that evil for my purposes. And that's just what he did with Saul. God says, I like your energy, Paul, but what you're doing is that you're persecuting me. You think killing the people and trying to keep the law code, you're doing me a favor. No, that's not doing me a favor. You're doing this out of a religious mindset. So I'm going to make you blind, because God cannot make you blind, but he can allow blindness to come upon you through his own sin. Paul was he was blinded, stricken by the angel. He was blinded, and then guess what? Fell to his knees. The Holy Spirit had sent a man to go to him, and he was very afraid, but then God had to reassure his heart to say, no, I've allowed him to be blind, and this is what you're going to tell him, and this is how you're going to teach him, and then I'm going to raise Paul up, because I'm going to use Paul for my mighty work. So that's why I said yesterday on our broadcast, that's what I love about our God. He will take a nobody, or he will take even somebody that thought they were somebody like Paul, and still reduce them to nothing. Why? So that we all start on the same level of what? The grounds of faith. The grounds of the word that is here to save us right here, that is all in our mouths. We all have the same opportunity. We start on the same level. God does not give one more faith than other. Why some people appear to advance more in their faith walk? Like I know for me, I have advanced compared to a lot of people that have started at the same level. Why? Because I kept at it. Why? Because I kept listening. Why? Because I'm still energetic and I'm passionate about the things of God. Why? But does that diminish anybody else who started on the same path as me and they didn't continue? No. It's just that they got to get their faith up and continue on in this walk of faith and the life of faith, because this is what it says. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work. So when you're welcoming God to go to work, that means you have diminished yourself, reduced yourself to say, it's not me, it's all of you, God, and none of me. Amen? So he says, say the welcoming word to God that Jesus is master, embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. He'll raise your marriage from the dead. He'll raise your life from the dead. He'll raise that wickedness off of your children from the dead. He'll raise it up from the dead. But the key is, it's simply not going all deep in all these religious prayers and using excess words that there's no need of. Pray to God simply, because prayer is basically communicating to God. Simply calling out to God, trusting him to do the work, that's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right, and then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Make that your daily confession right now, your first one for Wednesday morning. God has set everything right between him and me. See, you couldn't even set things right for you and God. You couldn't. Because half of the time, like I know prior to salvation, we didn't even realize we needed God. Continuing on, it says, Scripture says, no one who trusts God like this heart and soul will ever regret it. Say, I have no regret. You have no regrets anymore. You know why? Because now you're trusting God to set things right between you and yourself. Because you got to have a good relationship even with yourself. Some of you all are just fighting with yourself. Stop fighting with yourself. Make that a decision today. Stop looking in the mirror and buffeting yourself. Basically, you get in the ring every day with yourself. Somebody needs to hear this now or later to this broadcast because I only speak by the Spirit of the Lord. Stop fighting with yourself and stop competing with others with yourself. You are who you are. You have the body of which you have. If you don't like the way that body looks, get that body in order by the word of God. God will show you the workout or the plan that you need. Stop fighting with yourself. Stop looking in the mirror and putting word curses over yourself and pulling yourself apart. And I don't like my hair, and I don't like my teeth, and I don't like my this. I don't like my skin color. I don't like this. Look at this. You're picking yourself apart like a plucking chicken every day. Stop doing that. It's the word of God that's going to save you. You got to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to know that God says that he didn't make no mistakes. You got to know that the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon you. You got to know that God has knitted you together in such an awesomeness, and he decided the body to put you in. He decided for you to be black or white or olive skin or Asian or Puerto Rican or whatever it is. He needs you in the earth, in the culture that you're in, and in the family that you're in. Stop saying that you wish you were in another family because there's so much pain in your family. Well, maybe God put you in that family so that you can be the light, so that you can share the light, and then you can love them all the way to hell. How about that? Because it's the word of God that saved you. It's the word of God that's going to save your family. Amen? So no one who trusts God, Romans 10, verses 11 through 13, no one who trusts God like this heart and soul will ever regret it. It's exactly the same no matter what. A person's religious, I'm not stuck. A person's religious background may be the same God for all of us, acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone. So God is no respecter of persons, to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls help, here it is, God gets God's help. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they have not heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why Scripture exclaims, a sight to take your breath away, grand processions of people telling all the good things to God. But not everybody is ready for this. Not everybody is ready to see it. Not everybody is ready to hear it and act on it. I'm still in Isaiah 10 from the Message. Isaiah asks, what we all ask at one time or another. Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening, God? Is anyone believing a word of it? The point is, as I enter, stop here and pray. Before you trust, you have to listen. And that's in life. Before you trust a person, you had to listen. Before you trusted a banker who lent you the money for your home, you had to listen to the banker to see what they were offering to give you before you purchased your home. Before you said, I do, in your marriage or in a relationship that could possibly be a marriage, hear what I'm telling you. You had to listen to what the person was pitching you to say, you know what, this is a person that I want to do life with. Before you trust God, he says you have to listen to God, listen to God's words. And that's what you've been doing so far for 19 minutes until today's Shift Today radio broadcast. And I want to let you know that I have been sent to help you believe, to help you trust in the living God. And then unless God's word or Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. And that's all that we preach. That's all that we teach from this Shift Today radio broadcast, from the Wednesday Shift worship experiences for our future Sunday worship experiences. That's all that we preach is Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and what Christ has done. I am not ever building an image around myself. I am not building an image, or our ministry leaders, we are not building an image around ourselves, because if we build an image around ourselves, now you are looking to us as your salvation. We are not your salvation. We are only your messengers who have been handpicked by God to stand before you on all of our platforms, whether if it's through our devotionals, whether if it's through our daily decrees on the website, whether if it's through our Wednesday and Sunday experiences, whether if it's in our life groups. We are preaching nothing but Christ from this platform. That settles it. It's Christ and nothing else. Hear what I'm saying? We may tell you and interject about things and our experiences from being with Christ, how we did it with Christ, and the times that we didn't do it with Christ, and how we got the results, so that you don't make those mistakes or whatever that might be for your life. Amen? So, but unless Christ is preached, there's nothing else to listen to. Because if you want to listen to me, I would invite you to my house in the city of Covina. But since you're not listening to me when we're on shift, the platform, we're preaching Christ, that's all that you're there to listen for. And, of course, to join in community, together to listen to about Christ and how his benefits can work for your life. Amen? But haven't there been plenty of opportunities for Israel or the Jews that neglected to listen? They didn't want to listen. Plenty of opportunities to listen. And what happens? Pride comes before a fall. The more that you continue to procrastinate and put Christ off on the back burner, you will fall. Why? Because when I read in the book of Proverbs this morning, pride comes before a fall. But what does humility do? Humility surrenders. That's how Jesus operated in his life, and that's how Jesus operated in his ministry. He was not staggered by people's urgency. He was always led by the Spirit. And anytime you're led by the Spirit, you're operating out of a spirit of humility. Jesus didn't walk through life as a Burger King baby to say, I want to have it my way. I want extra of everything. I want an extra piece of this, and I need an extra another thing of that. No, he was always led by the Spirit of the Lord, and he always prayed. He went from one place of prayer. That's why he's had great demonstrations of miracles, because he took the time to pray. And every day Jesus had a daily assignment that he had as he was led by the Spirit, because he connected with God. I already know today how my day is going to go. I don't know how it's going to happen throughout the day, but because I have arisen early to get connected with God and listen to the Holy Spirit, he's directing me on how the day is going to go. Now, there are going to be things that may come up that may try to interrupt the day, and I'll welcome those interruptions, even if it's things that I need to address, because I'm still being led by the Spirit of the Lord. But at the end of the day, I know today is some things I need to get together in my personal life. Today is the day of the Wednesday shift. Today is the day that I'm staying built up, praying in the Spirit. Today is the day that I believe signs, miracles, and wonders, and people are going to be coming out tonight for the Wednesday shift that starts at 6:15 for prayer and praise, and then we start our worship experience after that. So there's preparation to go with that, and all the expectations to go with that. But nevertheless, I pretty much know how the day is going to go. I know today is not a work day for me. Today is a ministry day for me. So I'm in preparation for all that the Holy Spirit wants to do. Because remember, all the Holy Spirit is going to do is preach Christ, remind us tonight of what Christ has done, and we partake of those benefits at the Wednesday shift. And you can begin to take of them as soon as you get off this broadcast, because he says the word is near you. It's in your heart. That's, in other words, it's in your spirit, and it's in your mouth. And that's the way that you get saved. That's the way that you get stay healed and maintain your healing. When I read from this morning, from Proverbs 10, verses 4 from the Message Bible, it says sloth makes you poor. In other words, laziness makes you poor. And that's not just poor to be absent of money. People think when you say poor, they only think money. No, you could have a lot of money and be poor in spirit. Uh-huh. You could have a lot of money but have a poor, filthy mouth. Uh-huh. You could have a lot of something else, a lot of relationships, but you could be poor in your mind. You don't think right. So poor just doesn't mean poor, meaning in finances. But he says laziness makes you poor, which means you don't try to change. But diligence, he says, brings wealth. And so what did I do? You know me being the teacher. I went right in and I looked up the word diligence. And the word diligence means to be steady in application. It means to be constant in your efforts. You're constant in your efforts to eat. You're constant in your efforts to sleep. You're confident in your efforts to do all the other stuff that you want to do, but are you constant in being diligent in your spirit? It also means to be attentive. It means to not be idle. Diligence also means not to neglect. That's what happens. If you neglect taking care of your house, it'll fall apart. If you neglect watering the grass, it'll look like a mess. Just see, you think of all these things naturally, but you seem to escape the part that really is going to matter for the rest of your life, because that's the part that's going to live forever is your spirit, man. Your body ain't going to live here forever. You're going to get a new one. Hello. But in the meantime, if you even neglect the body, it's going to fall apart because you're neglecting it. You're not being diligent about it. You start off good, but then we can't find you in 3 months. Hear what I'm telling you today. And it's the same thing. What does he say? What else was the word diligence? It means due attention, heedfulness, delay without being slothful. It says unnecessarily delay. I like that. It says an exertion of mind without unnecessary delay. So you're not delaying the mind. In other words, when you're diligent, you're not putting it off again to say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. We see that. We already saw that. I just gave a funeral for an 18-year-old. He walked out the door. He didn't know that he wasn't coming back home that day. He didn't know that. So you got to take care of your spirit. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your soul. Hear what I'm telling you. Your mind, your will, your emotions. You are a threefold being. So just to take care of your body and abandon your soul and abandon your spirit, you're not whole. What makes you whole, you got to take care of it all. Hear what I'm telling you. When you take a shower, do you just only wash your ears and then you jump out and say, oh, I took a shower, but everything else smells? No. You wash your whole body. And what does he say in the book of Ephesians? It's the word that makes you clean. So if the word makes the water, and he says it's the washing of the watering of the word makes you clean. So just think soap and natural water make your body clean naturally. But the word of God makes it all clean. The word will clean up those arteries. The word will clean up your cells. The word will remove cancers, sicknesses, and diseases. The word will clean up your marriage. The word of God will clean up your mouth. The word of God will clean up your marriage. I'm telling you stuff that I'm a witness to. So I'm not telling you something that I read or just I saw on TV or I heard somebody else's testimony. The word will do the work. Heavenly Father, we so thank you today for this word that you have provided for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have been a part of our broadcast this morning on this Shift Today Radio Experience. Today, as we decree and declare our health and our healing that is right near us, that is in our mouths, we believe that we receive our health. We believe that we receive our health because these are the main four parts that Satan is going to always fight you in. Because if you guys don't have the wealth, not just money or paycheck, but if we don't have the necessary wealth to get this kingdom message out here to let people know that you don't have to have the mindset of an Israelite or a Jew to keep the law code, but all you got to do is live by the spirit of life, that the same spirit of life that Jesus was led by, that we can live by. And how can we do it without a preacher or a messenger, somebody like me, somebody like you, to get this word out? And together we get our resources, have a bigger platform to have the real radio station. Praise God. I've been diligent on this broadcast radio online experience for 6 years. So I know God is getting ready to accelerate me through radio airwaves, FM, AM, where my voice is going to be heard, because I'm one of the messengers that have been sent with a true message to say to abandon this law code, get into this life of grace. Well, we don't do the work. God does the work, and all we have to do is embrace the work, the finished work that he did on the cross, and he raised Jesus from the dead, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead right now is raising up your body, keeping your health, in place, because that's how you're maintaining it. So if you are healed, you're maintaining your healing. And if you're not healthy, then you can get healthy by the seed of the word of God that is right in your mouth, and then you stay on it, and you keep saying it, and keep watering, because the more you say it, it's how you water. When you water the word, you just keep, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it, until healing finally breaks through, and there's a manifested word. There it is. The plant is growing. He says we're the branches, and he's the vine, and the Father is the gardener. So the Father has planted that word inside of us to be healed and to stay healed. Amen? Let's make these declarations of faith. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. I have a strong, abounding spirit. My spirit man is physically or spiritually fit for the kingdom of God. Everything about me and in my body and in my soul is changing for the best. I am healthy spiritually. I am healthy in my mentally. I am healthy. I am healthy intellectually. I am healthy emotionally. See, this is all health, and I am healthy in my soul. Sickness and disease, because sickness is not just in your physical body or disease. You could have a sick mind or a diseased soul. Hear what I'm telling you. Sickness and disease, let's decree it. It's far from me. My mind is fortified. My soul is resolute. My emotions are sound and stable. The faith of God that is working for me now, that I have embraced, is steadfast, and it is unfaltering. I have spiritual fruit, and I have the power to gain health. And I have the power. Where's the power? It's in your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. I have the power to gain wealth. I have the power to maintain my health. I have the power to maintain my wealth. I no longer procrastinate and put God's word off. I am diligent, and the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, and I rule in my body by my spirit, connected to the Holy Spirit. I act now without hesitation, without anxiety or fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear. God has given me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and I have a sound mind. God's love is abiding in my spirit richly. I am a lover of God, and I am a lover of people. My season of fear and frustration and torment, and even the memories of frustration and rejection and torment, they are over. I walk in dominion, I walk in authority, and I walk in power. My life is characterized by freedom. There is no slackness in my mind, in my hands, for wherever I stand, God has given me already the land. For the blessing of the Lord has made me completely rich, daily loaded with God's benefits. The benefits are from Psalms 103. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. My life is redeemed from destruction. I have already been forgiven of all of my sins. I am crowned with loving kindness and tender mercy. My youth today is renewed like the eagles. I am crowned with God's love and mercy. And with all good things, he satisfies me. My spiritual home, my body, is his temple. It is a haven of God's peace. And my natural home, where I live in my body, which means your house, your home, where you stick the key in every day. My home is a haven of peace. My children are taught of the Lord, and they are healthy, and they are healed, and all of my relationships in my life, and that those that have been assigned in my life, they are enhancing my life, and they are enhancing my ministry for this season. And together, the Lord gives us all the right, healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally people to work with and for me. Together, we are working together on this missional community to upraise the name of Jesus. And together, we are bearing much fruit. Today, I maximize all of my potential, and I move boldly towards my destiny in a healthy body, and I am outstanding. So you decree it, an outstanding attitude, and I produce superior work naturally and spiritually. I have the favor of God that has surrounded me today like a shield, and I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heaven. I only attract, while I'm in my body, thoughts, people, resources suitable to facilitate God's Eden mandate, his original plan and purpose for my life. I am successful in all that I do. I am blessed with all victory. I am blessed socially. See, this is all part of health. Financially, economically, corporally, commercially, relationally, behaviorally, psychologically, spiritually, biochemically, I'm healthy. Neurologically, I'm healthy. Systemically, I'm healthy. Molecularly, I'm healthy. Cellularly, I'm healthy. Skeletally, I'm healthy. Anatomically, I'm healthy. Muscularly, I'm healthy. Hormonally, I'm healthy. See, speak to your hormones. Genetically, I'm healthy. Epidermally, I'm healthy. That means your skin. Nutritionally, I'm healthy. Culturally, I'm healthy. Globally, I'm healthy. Educationally, I'm healthy. Technologically, I'm healthy. And I am loaded with God's daily provisions and daily activities. In my body, I am strong, and I am being transformed right now by the word of God that is in my mouth. I am renewing my mind. I'm going from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from health to health, from wealth to wealth. And I am unable to be touched by the evil or the wicked one. I am God's representative in the earth realm, and I am a world overcomer, and I am protected by angels and spirit-filled by the Holy Spirit of God. As I close to put on my declarations of faith, I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's Son with my full armor on, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, in my mouth, a two-edged sword of offense and defense that will not return void, but it will accomplish what it has been sent to do. I believe it. I will it. I take it. I have it. And I thank you, Father, that your word that I have embraced today is working for me. I seal your declarations of faith, my declarations of faith, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him, come on and say it with me, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or imagine, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, and to sustain my spirit, my soul, and my body. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honored and glorified in my body, in my mind, in my relationship, in my wealth, in all of my life, in the name of Jesus. If hallelujah, come on in the highest praise, let's give it up and say hallelujah. Thank you, God. He is rebuking every foul spirit that is coming against us, our health and our healing, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for helping me make this mission possible, and our friends of Shift Today Ministry. Continue to give as you've so done diligently. I appreciate you, and don't forget, Legacy Partners, you have your legacy letter that has already been sent to you online. And I'm asking you, if you haven't considered partnership, pray about it and see what the Holy Spirit tells you to give once a month to this platform, because we are being a blessing and advancing God's kingdom. God bless you today, and make sure that you remain diligent in all that you do, because the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, and so will the mouth of the diligent. In Jesus' name, amen.